filling your prescription for freedom and giving you a voice every week. This is Armed American Radio, coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Now, here's Mark Walters.
Welcome to the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Armed American Radio is coming to you today. See, I get to make up my own words on this show sometimes. And we did that a couple weeks back, Sean and I did. Mobification was the word we made up. The liberals can do it. We can do it. Mobification means we're mobile. We get out of the house once in a while. And we are here today at the world headquarters of the United States Concealed Carry Association in West Bend, Wisconsin. I love it. It's fantastic. The AAR Crossbreed Holster Studios have moved a little bit north. It's a beautiful place. It's chilly, but beautiful. A little bit northwest of Milwaukee and a stone's throw away from the frozen tundra where the Packers sent the Cowboys packing home earlier today. So what exactly brings us here to West Bend, Wisconsin today? That's a great question. I'm glad you asked. You see, this is the home of the world headquarters of the United States Concealed Carry Association, of which this radio broadcast and I are part of. The USCCA has been sponsoring this program since its inception as a one-hour show heard inside the perimeter of Atlanta, Georgia, on Talk 920 WGKA, now known as 920 The Answer, down in Atlanta, the original flagship home studio of this broadcast. Since that time, in 2009, Armed American Radio, together with the USCCA and our fantastic sponsors such as Crossbreed Holsters, Car Arms, North American Arms, Caltech, and many others, have grown to the program you hear today in hundreds of cities across the country, from those toasty beaches of Florida, as I like to say, to the crab fishing vessels of Alaska and every single state in between. Needless to say, it's a real pleasure to share this time with you today, as we do every week. It's the highlight of my week, spending this time with you, and I hope it's yours also. New listeners, you're going to absolutely love this program content today. It's a packed show and a huge lineup. It always is here on Armed American Radio. Joining me in just a few minutes and sitting directly across from me is a very special guest, tonight's co-host for the program for the first hour, good friend of mine. That makes him a good friend of yours. He is the founder of the USCCA himself, and as I said, a great friend, Mr. Tim Schmidt. As I've mentioned, he'll stick with me as a special guest co-host for the entire hour, and that's a treat for you, I promise, because it will be one hell of a learning experience for you as you learn about this organization that he founded on the principles. Now get this, of educating. The left hates this. They don't think that they think gun owners, they think you are a mouth breather. Okay. Tim founded this organization on the principles of educating, training, equipping, and ensuring you, the responsibly armed American. And there are millions of you, millions of Americans just like you. And he's going to equip you, train you, educate you, and ensure you, and give you the knowledge necessary to safely and responsibly live an armed lifestyle. Later in the program, Tim and I will be talking to some of the very people here at the USCCA who make this organization the world-class outfit that it is. In order to be the nation's largest and number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen, that takes people, and not just products, but people, and not just any people, but exceptional people, people who have dedicated themselves, their lives, as Tim has, as I have, to making sure that you have what you need to be that responsibly armed American citizen. With great freedom comes great responsibility. You already know that. And these are the folks who interact with you when you have a question or concern. Rob Conlon and Becky Syriacs from Member Services will join Tim and I to inform you of what you can expect when you become a member of this organization. As Tim has said, these guys have the toughest job in the world. They really do. And they do it with incredible professionalism. It's a tough job, so that you have the experience that you deserve when you become a member of the USCCA. You'll hear about it from them, directly from the horse's mouth, so to speak. We'll also be talking to one of my favorite guests. Aren't they all, though? Seriously, they're all really good, particularly those of you who listen every week. You know that. It's an A-list lineup. But my Washington, D.C. editor, Neil McCabe, will be here. And later, still, joining Neil, Tim, and I for a provocative roundtable discussion of everything of interest to you and your freedom and liberties, your right to bear arms in particular, regular AAR contributor commentators David Kodria, and George the Mad Ogre Hill. We love George. Maybe we can get him to hook us up with a firearm and a grilling while armed recipe. A lot happening around the world, and of course, right here in our own backyard. But first, let's go to the world stage for just a moment. I can't let this slide. The headline dominating global news, that being the, yet again, Islamic terror attack fomented by who? Repeat after me. Radical Muslims. Isn't it always? Sometimes the truth hurts, doesn't it? Of course, I'm referring to the evil in France. I only have this to say. As I sat and watched the cell phone video taken by the terrified and defenseless French citizen from the apartment above the unfolding scene on the street below, you saw it, as the police officer was murdered, I couldn't help but know, not wonder, but know, if this had been unfolding in front of my own home, and if I were in a window above that chaos unfolding on the street below my own home, as the terrorists continued their murderous evil rampage, unaware of the person filming them from above, but completely unafraid of being attacked in a gun-free nation by residents equipped only with cell phones. I couldn't help but wonder and know what would have happened if, rather than a cell phone in hand, instead were that same civilian armed with a lawfully owned AR or two or three. Maybe each equipped with a few standard 30-round capacity magazines. How differently this may very well have turned out. In fact, I wonder if they... Now, listen to me, Mr. Obama. Repeat this after me. The Islamic terrorists, because that's what they are. I wonder if they've even tried or even knew that the threat of an armed citizen, well-armed resistance, was not only possible, but highly likely. Would they have even tried what they completed with, and let's face it, massive success in France over a three-day period? It's a fascinating question, one I hope we don't ever find out the answer to here in the United States. However, I have to be honest with you, I'm shocked it hasn't yet happened. So we're going to do some things differently tonight as we move on with the program. I'm going to throw out a Twitter handle for you. So tweet me. Rather than phone calls coming in, phone calls are a waste of time. Take too much time. Lazy radio. I don't like phone calls. People throw, it throws you all off. But tweets, on the other hand, we can control those. At AAR Radio. Tweet me, at AAR Radio, during today's broadcast, and we'll read some of your stuff live on the air. Regardless of the topic, give it to us. Let us know. When we're talking about the USCCA with Tim, if you have a question, tweet it out there. Be one of the first. And again, I'm going to ask you this question. Think about this throughout the broadcast as you listen to Armed American Radio here in the United States, where we have great freedom and great responsibility to exercise that freedom responsibly. Would those terrorists have even tried? Send me a tweet at AAR Radio and let us know your thoughts. Now, you may detect a little bit of hoarseness to my voice today as I fight off what may be an impending cold. No worries, I assure you. Freedom never takes a break here on the Armed American Radio Network. We have a lot to talk about together today, a lot to learn about. Freedom never takes a break, and neither will I, as together I fill your prescription, as we together fill your prescription for freedom here on the Armed American Radio Network, live from the USCCA World Headquarters in West Bend, Wisconsin. Strap in, baby. This is going to be a good one. Shonto in Texas, how you doing today? You got a copy on a microphone?
Yes, how you doing?
I'm doing good. You think the terrorists would have even given it a shot here in the United States, that kind of brazen attack?
I am so glad someone has finally said something. I don't.
Now, you're in Texas. You're in Texas. Would they have tried that on a Texas street?
Okay. No, that's not. I just don't see it. And I think that's one of the reasons why we haven't been attacked, is because you just don't know in this country. You just don't know. You don't know who has a gun. Well, they're trying to figure that out. But you think, if you look at all the where all the attacks have been, they have been in every place.
It's a gun-free zone, Shonto. You can go ahead and say it. It's a gun-free zone. It's a gun-free country.
Yes.
Sitting across the table from me is a good friend of mine and the founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. An all-around great guy. We're here in his offices. Tim Schmidt, it's great to have you here. It's great to be here with you.
Hello, Mark. Fantastic to be here as well. I appreciate you letting me help out with the show today.
Would they have tried it, you think, here?
You know, it's so hard to get into the mind of a mindset of a criminal. Certainly, had they tried it, it would have been a significantly different result. That I think that's pretty clear.
Is that possibly, do you think, Tim, that's possibly why it hasn't happened here yet?
For sure. Oh, definitely.
Okay.
Yeah. I think that the efficacy of attacks like that, I mean, they know that it's just not going to work as well because, mm-hmm. I mean, sure, the ending will be the same. They'll they'll get to proclaim that martyrdom, but chances are there won't be much, downside.
Martyrdom equals dead, though, doesn't it?
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So better to have them dead, claiming martyrdom, because they can't claim martyrdom when they're dead. Their followers can, right?
Right, yep.
And I think that would have happened a little bit sooner here in the United States. That's a great point. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. You're listening to the Armed American Radio Network live from the West Bend, Wisconsin, United States Concealed Carry World Headquarters. When we come back, we're going to find out how the organization got started and what it means to you right here on the Armed American Radio Network. Back right after this.
Way too often we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to defendfamilynow.com right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit defendfamilynow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's defendfamilynow.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Emerson Knives is the first company completely dedicated to producing knives for self-defense, law enforcement, and military applications. The Emerson CQC-7 is the most influential tactical folder of all time, carried in places not found on any roadmap. The CQC-7 should be carried whether you're at a movie with your family or kicking in doors in Iraq. The CQC-7 is on duty with the select few who have known the chaos of conflict. For your own CQC-7, visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
The Magnum Research Baby Desert Eagle family of handguns. Excellent handgun protection with plenty of firepower. With a crisp double-action, single-action trigger pull. And available in 9mm, 40 Smith & Wesson, and 45 ACP. The Baby Desert Eagle handgun line comes in several barrel lengths. And your pick of steel or polymer frame. All models come with slide-mounted decocking safety, upgraded fixed combat sights, and several models feature tactical rails. Visit MagnumResearch.com or your local dealer today.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Carrying spare magazines is always a great idea. The Crossbreed holster outside the waistband mag carrier is the most comfortable OWB rig on the market today. The Crossbreed mag carrier provides great retention and a high ride, enabling total concealment and immediate access under only a light cover garment. Available for single or dual magazines, these incredibly comfortable magazine carriers may just save your life one day. Crossbreed holsters, often imitated but never duplicated. To order your Crossbreed mag carrier, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The United States Concealed Carry Association is excited to host its first ever Concealed Carry Expo May 8th, 9th, and 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. With a full schedule of seminars, demonstrations, and presentations from top firearm industry experts and trainers, you will meet top manufacturers and suppliers in the exhibit hall, shoot a variety of handguns at the live fire range, and be entertained at Saturday evening's fashion show. The USCCA Concealed Carry Expo May 8th through 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. For more information and to plan your trip, visit ConcealedCarryExpo.com.
The this upcoming segment of AAR is sponsored by the USCCA Education and Training Department. For your own toolkit or to become a certified instructor, visit teachuscca.com. That's teachuscca.com.
Ooh.
Ooh. Did you like that?
Yeah, you know what that reminds me of.
That was good timing there. I appreciate that, and I'm glad you put that in. You know, that's we you know, we used to call that back in the day. I called that sandbagging when the boss was around. Now that we're back live on the radio and we didn't hear any bumper music. See, he went ahead and he changed that for you, Tim Schmidt, founder of the USCCA, and he put that in there without the music so that it would run while you were sitting here.
Actually, the music did run. I just didn't have it in where
really?
You just
didn't have it pot in where we could hear it. And we're only hosting the show, so it's no big deal. We don't need to hear it, Chuck.
Excellent.
I love having fun with you. Welcome back to the program. Welcome back to West Bend, Wisconsin with me. It's great to be here with you. Tim, always a pleasure to be anywhere in your company, and even more fun to have that headset, that mic on you, brother.
Hey, Mark, thank you very much, man, and thank you for making the trip up here to West Bend.
You know I love coming up here. It's a family. It's home, you know.
Yeah. We had the big annual USCCA / Delta Defense annual Christmas / New Year's party on Friday.
The big one, too.
Which is why you came up here. Yeah, it was a good time.
Well, you know what? That's a good segue into the growth of the company. Let me start with this. I want to get a little – let's wax poetic. I want to get a little nostalgic with you. Is that okay?
Okay, sure.
All right, I promise. I brought some Kleenex, but I won't pull them out. I don't need them. I'm not going to cry. But our history, we go back a long ways doing this, don't we?
Yes, we do, Mark.
It's been a long time, and I like to tell this story because it highlights, and as I said, it's a good segue into the growth of the business. So I'll make this quick. I can remember back a number of years ago, almost 12 years ago, in fact, coming home from work and seeing in the mail that 3x5 index card that you and I have often joked about that you sent out as a mailer, saying, hey, be one of the first subscribers to my new magazine, Concealed Carry Magazine, which at the time was just a monochrome thing, and I think you probably wrote every column under a different pen name. Now, I'm not going to throw that out there, but I remember seeing that, and it said if I was one of the first 500 subscribers, I was in a running to win a gun. What do you remember what kind of gun that was?
Yep, it was a STI International 45, I'm sure.
Okay, all right. Well, I didn't win the gun, as you know, but I was one of the first 500 subscribers, and I know that because I won the backup there. I got the consolation prize of the 45 caliber bullet keychain.
Oh, that's right. Yep.
You remember that? So the first 500 subscribers, so 499 others like me got the keychain. One lucky winner got the gun. So congratulations to him. I hope he's still a member or she's still a member. I don't know. Have you ever heard anything?
No idea.
Okay. Well, a lot has happened since that time. And what I'd like to do is I'd like listeners to hear the inspiration from you. Gun owners in America need to hear this story. You read a column from long time and now unfortunately passed away, columnist Bob Boatman, one of the best gun writers ever in America. And his column inspired you how?
Oh, geez. It was shortly after my first son was born. And I remember I think I was on an airplane going somewhere. And in the column, and actually it wasn't even a column, it was a chapter in one of his books. Mm-hmm. And the chapter was entitled The Constitutional Right and Social Obligation to Carry a Gun.
Remember it well.
And, you know, that really caught my eye. I'm like, wow, you know, social obligation, what is he talking about? And so, of course, you know, I went on to read the article. And you know, as good old Mr. Boatman points out eloquently and quite forcefully that you know, if you're not willing to participate in society and you know, be willing to defend yourself and your loved ones, then you're a little better. His argument was that you're a little better than the criminals who are out there as well.
I believe he worded it a little more forcefully in that column.
Exactly. Yeah.
And it was an eye opener, no doubt about it.
Exactly. Yeah. So reading that really kind of got me to go down my path of I guess I like to call self-defense awareness or my self-defense awakening. And at the time, I was running an engineering company, and I was probably 5 years into that business, and I was looking for something else to start. And so I thought, hey, maybe I'll, after reading Boatman's article, after doing a whole bunch of my own research, then I finally got to the point, well, geez, I should start a magazine about this, self-defense and concealed carry, and there weren't any other magazines like that out there. And so I did, which in hindsight was probably one of the dumber business decisions I've ever made, because starting a magazine is is not a very good business idea.
Yeah, I've heard you tell that story many times. I'll say this, that there, of course, were other gun magazines out there, been around for a long, long time.
Oh, sure,
American
yeah.
Rifleman and Guns mm-hmm. and Ammo, and we could go on and on. And I'm sure, like me, you read them all. But there was nothing tailored. You are absolutely correct. And that's what caught my eye when I saw that 3x5 card in the mail. And I happened to be like you at the time. I was going through that same awakening years ago and had carried a gun for many years, but really didn't have anywhere to turn. So when I saw that, I thought, wow, concealed carry magazine. And I gave that proverbial slap on the head. Why didn't I think of that? And, you know, I got the first few issues of the mm-hmm. magazine. And then, of course, I sent a column to you.
Yeah,
we began writing and everything changed. Now it's a lot bigger than it was.
I'll never forget when you sent that column, and then I think we talked on the phone shortly thereafter,
we did.
Mark.
We did.
I mean, you were a savior because it had taken me probably 6 months to put together that first issue of the magazine. And you're right, I did write every single article myself under all these fake names I came up with. I mean, they were good articles, but they were all written by people that didn't exist. And so when you called and as well as a whole bunch of other people.
Right.
But you were, of course, really the best one.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
And offered to write. I'm like, oh, thank God. There's going to be other people are going to be writing for this magazine now. Because now, you know, it took me 6 months for the first issue. And then I had and then after that, you know, that first that sample went out and 1,000 people subscribed. I'm like, holy crap.
You had a lot on the line.
Now I've got to get, you know, a whole bunch more issues out. And obviously, they're going to have to do it faster than one every 6 months.
Right. No, you had a lot on the line. And it's fascinating to see now what has the growth that has become of this. Because the magazine changes, there's new management. Now, you know, let's fast forward a couple years after that.
Okay.
The USCCA. Now, I've got, Sean, what do we got? A couple minutes here? Just to double check my time? Okay, we've got a couple minutes to go into it. What led to the USCCA? What led to the formation of the association instead of just the magazine itself?
Sure. Well, if you remember from that very first issue, the USCCA was on the first issue of the mm-hmm. magazine. It just was kind of like vaporware. It wasn't really anything. And I just thought it made sense. And really the logo was put on there in the very beginning because I thought it made the magazine seem more legitimate.
Right, right.
And ultimately, the association itself was what saved the magazine, you know, because the magazine was going to go out of business. It was just a matter of time until I ran out of money to pay for it because mm-hmm. it certainly wasn't making any money. Quick story. This is such a favorite story of mine. I'll never forget one of our first writers. I'm not going to name him if he's listening. He knows who he is. I'll never forget when he called me and when I really started to talk about the association, he said, you know, Tim, I think what you're doing is a mistake because this association that you keep talking about isn't real. It doesn't exist. And you've got this great magazine, and you're just talking about the association. Well, you know, flash forward 5 years later, right. I'll never forget. He called me back and he said, man, you were right. And yeah. I was wrong.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling back.
I know who you're talking about. It is a great story. I won't mention any names on here. But to see once the association became active, and once it began to grow,
right.
It flourished. Now, when we come back from this break, we'll talk about where we were then as an organization and as a subscriber and as me being a writer, sitting on the sidelines watching it explode, and
sounds
where
perfect.
We are today and how big it's become and how many lives it's impacted here on Armed American Radio. This is Armed American Radio from West Bend, Wisconsin at the USCCA World Headquarters. Back right after this.
Even in a clear-cut case of self-defense, a single bullet could cost you more than you think. As a responsible American, you shouldn't have to fear unjust prosecution for using your gun in self-defense. That's why the USCCA Self-Defense Shield is here for you. The most comprehensive insurance-backed protection to help you take control and eliminate the threat of legal and financial ruin when you're forced to defend your loved ones. As a USCCA member, your Self-Defense Shield coverage will give you up to $600,000 to help you get the expert defense you deserve. This member benefit is backed by an A-rated insurance company. Your membership also includes a subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine, all for as little as $12 per month. Your membership is 100% risk-free thanks to our bulletproof 365-day money-back guarantee. Visit carry123.com to learn more and get a free 24-page concealed carry guide. Visit carry123.com and take control today. That's carry123.com.
Way too often we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to defendfamilynow.com right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit defendfamilynow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's defendfamilynow.com.
Hi everyone, I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.nrahq.org.
Way too often we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to defendfamilynow.com right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit defendfamilynow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's defendfamilynow.com.
This is Armed American Radio, filling your prescription for freedom every week and giving you a voice. Heard coast to coast on the Armed American Radio Network. Here again is Mark Walters.
Welcome back to the Armed American Radio Network. I'm in the West Bend, Wisconsin, Crossbreed Holster Studios. The Twitter feeds are lighting up, and if you want to participate in the program today, please do. Reach out to us at AAR Radio, at AAR R-A-D-I-O. Kevin Michalowski over to my left here is following the feeds. What do you got?
Oh, we're talking about martyrdom right now. We mentioned that before. And martyrdom is their salvation. I really don't believe our guns are a deterrent. They're still planning a stateside attack. That tells us all to be ready for what's going on.
So that's coming in from when we opened up the program, yep, talking about France a little bit. Yep. Daniel Wareham says, never leave home without my Glock. I mean, Club, he also says he's been a USCCA member for 3 years. Best $20 a month he ever spent. Okay, so it's great stuff. Reach out to us at AAR Radio and join the program. I'm sitting here with Tim Schmidt in the West Bend offices, the offices he created. Tim, a pleasure to have you back, brother.
Hey, Mark, thanks a lot. Great to be here. Super excited to finally be able to do the show with you.
Yeah, it's a great time. Let's go into the growth, because I know we're short on time. Time
sure,
flies
sure.
on this program.
Yep.
When we left off at the break, we were talking about the magazine growth. Love the story about how you were penning all the columns. I think it's fantastic. And then, boom. Now you've got the association kicked into high gear, right? Mm-hmm. Members are coming in. Mm-hmm. And I can remember at that time watching it go literally from zero to where we are today. I'm going to ask you to just go ahead and take off and tell me about the growth of the organization.
Sure. Well, you know, after the first 2 years of just the magazine on its own, and like we were talking about before, you know, before the magazine was essentially dying a very slow death, slow and painful death, supported by cash from my engineering business. But like we talked about, you know, the association concept really caused it to turn around. You know, people were looking for an organization to join that not only would just give them their information, but would connect them with a community of people that were like-minded and did believe that, hey, it is a good idea to be ready to protect and defend your loved ones. And so really just that slight adjustment really changed everything. And, you know, before you knew it, you know, there were a couple thousand members. Then, you know, I specifically remember crossing that 10,000 mark, right, and then 20 and then 30 and 40. And it, you know, like you said before, it just never didn't stop. Probably the biggest adjustment, the biggest change we did, which was almost 4 years ago now, was when we introduced what most people feel nowadays is the most important membership benefit of a USCCA membership, and that's when we introduced the self-defense shield.
Right.
Which is
that was a game changer, man.
It really was. It really, yeah. And when you really think about it, I mean, it's great. You know, education and training is so important to the responsibly armed American, but at the end of the day, you know, there's really no one else out there doing it the way we're doing it, which is you know, providing these deep pockets for our members when they're in that situation. And they need to hire the best lawyer to defend themselves and their families. And now we're in an amazing position to be able to do that.
Yeah, that's outstanding. I'll tell you, let me back up just a second. Where it changed it for me, I'd carried a gun for 20-some plus years,
okay,
at the time.
Mm-hmm.
But there was no community of like-minded individuals. I mean, I could go to the grocery store and pick up a magazine and read all the cool stories and see all the really neat stuff that was available to me. But nothing really tied it together. And it was real refreshing to read columns written by people just like me to make myself think, hey, guess what? Man, I'm not alone out here.
Right.
I'm not this wacko the media likes to pretend I am. But there are millions of other people, at least at that stage, thousands of other people, who felt like I did. So you really tapped into it at the time. A lot of luck involved, too, in timing?
Oh, I mean, there's always luck involved in anything in life. And one thing my dad would always say, and I couldn't agree more, and, you know, the harder you work, the luckier you get.
Yeah, that's a great point. Let's fast forward now to the membership. We're now at well over 125,000, 135,000 combination between association members, mm-hmm, and magazine subscribers.
That's correct, yep.
Growing at a clip of what per month now? 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 a shot, isn't it?
Yeah, we're on. A great month is about 5,000 new members, and okay. December was I believe almost the our biggest month in the history of the business, which is obviously over 10 years now.
Outstanding.
And quite frankly, that's been another aspect of USCCA that's always so exciting, is that, you know, every single, you know, year we've grown significantly. You know, between, you know, for us, a slow year is 30-40% growth, mm-hmm, and we have years where we have over 100% growth.
Inc. top 5,000, up over what now? One of the top 15 fastest growing companies in Wisconsin, and where now national?
I believe our national is about 1160 or something like that.
1160. You're getting hand gestures over there from Rob. He's going to be joining us in a little bit. He's dying,
Rob,
to talk.
Good work.
Thanks, Rob. Great work over there. But yeah, it's fascinating, the levels of insurance and everything else involved. There's so much I want to talk with you about. The USCCA now is far more than just Concealed Carry Magazine, which, by the way, now is not that monochrome magazine that was written by you and a handful of others back 12, 10, 11, 12 years ago, but it is now probably the preeminent premier magazine in the country today, recognized as such.
It certainly is, and you know, it's a special treat to be able to sit right next to Kevin Michalowski, the executive editor of the magazine.
Right.
What Kevin's done with the magazine is fantastic. If you look back at those first handful of issues, especially the first issue, and you know, I'm almost going to say it was a little bit embarrassing,
mm-hmm,
but But hey, I mean, that's in terms of cranking out a high quality print publication, there's only so much an engineer can do.
But that's akin to looking back at a photograph of yourself at 10 years old too, right? So wow, did I really look like that?
Exactly.
Yeah, and that's what happened. That's the progression. That's the evolution of everything, and it has evolved into something so much more though than just the magazine. As I said, it is now truly the nation's number one leading resource.
It
for concealed carry permit holders, and that is absolutely huge. What else can people find besides the magazine? What resources do you offer to now available to millions of people to see and 100 mm-hmm. plus thousand members across the country?
Yeah, so our members will have all, there's fantastic resources on our website, and Kevin, feel free to correct me if I'm wrong here, but I believe there's over 1,500 professionally produced, beautifully laid out articles on our website that really I believe
yeah,
you
people can grab anyone they want
any yeah, so instant access to all of that. We have all sorts of neat travel utilities and concealed carry permit reciprocity utilities as well on the website, and obviously there's the concealed carry magazine, and then Armed American Radio, certainly that's a member benefit, but the self-defense shield is really at the core of why people join and continue to renew year after year after year. So it's really all about the self-defense shield. We offer fantastic civil and criminal liability benefits.
Up to over $1.1 million combined at the platinum level, correct?
Exactly.
And don't forget that we get to tell people where to find an attorney. USCCA law is huge. People call
exactly.
all the time.
Yep.
Yeah, you know, it was fantastic. I had an opportunity to meet with Corey Feevil who on Friday at the party, who has just really done an amazing job in putting together that list of attorneys. Now, when we talk with Rob and we talk with Becky later in the program about the member services, the experience that they get when somebody calls in, there are two great organizations as far as membership and member services that I think of personally that come to mind, and I know you agree with me. We talked about them last night. American Express, for example, unmatched customer service. USAA Insurance, great customer service, and that's what this company is striving for.
Exactly.
And the reaction that we're hearing from people puts it right there. That's unbelievable. But when people call in and they ask questions about those insurance levels and they get that information in hand, you're looking at what? Tell us about the insurance. There's three different types, right?
Yep. So when people join the USCCA, they either join at silver, gold, or platinum. And ultimately, the three different levels correspond directly to their insurance liability limits. And the cool thing is that the USCCA Self-Defense Shield, actually, you're not buying insurance. You're simply buying the membership. And the USCCA purchases this a single insurance policy, and all of the members are covered.
So it's like an umbrella coverage type.
Exactly, yeah. So it's a very, very efficient way to do it. And ultimately, the Self-Defense Shield truly are those deep pockets for the responsibly armed American when their back's against the wall.
Have you joined yet? USCCA.com. Visit USCCA.com, read the digital magazine online, and join the hundreds of thousands, 1.4 million Facebook followers to be exact, and 1.7 million readers every Friday of the Concealed Carry Report. If you live an armed lifestyle, USCCA.com. We'll be back right after this with Tim Schmidt, the founder.
Emerson Knives is the first company completely dedicated to producing knives for self-defense, law enforcement, and military applications. The Emerson CQC7 is the most influential tactical folder of all time. Carried in places not found on any roadmap, the CQC7 should be carried whether you're at a movie with your family or kicking in doors in Iraq. The CQC7 is on duty with the select few who have known the chaos of conflict. For your own CQC7, visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
Beginning this year, Magnum Research Incorporated, a Carr Arms-owned company, is proud to bring the Baby Desert Eagle II back to the U.S. market. The Baby Desert Eagle II offers a double-action, single-action trigger and plenty of firepower. Available in 9mm, 40 S&W, and 45 ACP, several barrel lengths, and either steel or polymer frame, the Baby Desert Eagle II is an exceptional handgun value. For more information, visit MagnumResearch.com today. That's MagnumResearch.com.
Finally, ladies and gentlemen, a 22 Magnum pistol with a 30-round capacity magazine. You heard me right. The Kel-Tec PMR-30 is a lightweight, full-size pistol chambered in 22 Magnum with a double-stack magazine. With a crisp single-action pull and fiber-optic sights, the Kel-Tec PMR-30 is perfect for small game or target shooting. To see it for yourself, visit KelTecWeapons.com.
That's KelTecWeapons.com. K-E-L-T-E-C Weapons.com.
One of the few guns that fits comfortably in your pocket, the North American Arms Guardian 32 ACP is the perfect combination of small size, high quality, and great stopping power. Convenient, reliable, and very effective. North American Arms stands behind the Guardian 32 ACP with a lifetime warranty. With standard capacity of 6+1 rounds in a pistol less than 4 inches in length, the Guardian ACP ships with 2 magazines and offers an optional 10-round capacity extended magazine. For more information, visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Small, fast, and reliable. Introducing the new CCP, the ultimate 9mm concealed carry pistol from Walther. The CCP's innovative soft coil gas technology softens recoil and allows easy slide manipulation for greater control and accuracy. The small size, ergonomic grips, and light weight make the Walther CCP both easy to shoot and comfortable to carry. The Walther CCP. Learn more at WaltherArms.com.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies. Staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300 degree simulators, Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
The Ruger American Rifle, an American legend is born. The Ruger American Rifle is a 100% American-made firearm that offers outstanding performance at a great price. It features power bedding integral bedding blocks for outstanding accuracy, a Ruger Marksman adjustable trigger for a crisp user-adjustable 3- to 5-pound trigger pull, a flush-fit 4-round rotary magazine for smooth, reliable feeding, and a short 70-degree bolt throw for ample scope clearance and fast follow-up shots. Help Ruger raise $1 million for the NRA. Visit Ruger.com/million to learn more.
The United States Concealed Carry Association is excited to host its first ever Concealed Carry Expo May 8th, 9th, and 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. With a full schedule of seminars, demonstrations, and presentations from top firearm industry experts and trainers, you'll meet top manufacturers and suppliers in the exhibit hall, shoot a variety of handguns at the live fire range, and be entertained at Saturday evening's fashion show. The USCCA Concealed Carry Expo May 8th through 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. For more information and to plan your trip, visit ConcealedCarryExpo.com.
For more information and to join the conversation, please visit Armed American Radio on Facebook and armedamericanradio.com. And now, from the Crossbreed Holster Studios, here is Mark Walters.
Ooh, you know what that is? That's a little bit of Waxing Poetics out of Virginia Beach. I'd be singing that for you, but my voice is a little bit. I don't want to lose my voice, so I'll save you from my singing a little bit of the Waxing Poetics, Baby Jane. Look it up. That's a great tune. Sean, how you doing in Dallas, brother?
I'm doing all right. How about you?
I'm doing well. We're starting to get some Twitter followers here. Go ahead and reach out to us at AAR Radio, at AAR Radio. We got one from EarTick. We got a tweet from EarTick that says, yeah. Senator Feinstein had an awakening today and sleeper cells may be activated in the U.S., never mentions Muslims or Islamic terrorists. That's because she hangs around with Barack Obama, who calls terrorist activities at our military bases workplace violence.
That's right. We just can't be picking on the Muslims or the Islamic terrorists.
Yeah, so. Okay. All right. Well, go ahead and follow us. We'll read your tweets out at aarradio.com. We're here at the West Bend, Wisconsin. A little chilly this week, but I guess not as bad as it was the week before, so I got a little bit better with the weather, right?
Oh, Tim? My goodness, yeah. Last week was insane.
It was tough, man. It's tough to go out there, man.
Yep.
It was really tough.
You know that you live in a cold climate when you walk outside and it's 9 degrees, and you're like, oh, wow, it's actually nice today.
It feels a little warmer, and you unzip your coat a little bit. Oh, man, this is great. Feels good. Welcome back to the show, everybody. It's a pleasure to be here at the Crossbreed Holster Studio facilities in West Bend, Wisconsin. And, Tim, we have so much to talk about, so little time. I want to move quickly with you here in the last segment. The first ever USCCA Concealed Carry Expo. This is going to be huge here, and it's in West Bend, right?
That's correct, yep.
What about the expo? Tell us about the expo.
The expo is going to be held, I believe, in, help me out here, Kevin.
May 8th, 9th, and 10th.
Thank you. May 8th, 9th, and 10th, 2015, and it's going to be at the Washington County Fairground. I believe we're taking over the entire place.
Yeah, we have the pavilion all set aside.
And so the vision for this is that, you know, this will be obviously the first one. And then as we start to roll these out, we'll do them all across the country, probably 5 to 7 per year based. And of course, they're going to be in the different population zones of our country. And really, they're going to be just a fantastic way for the entire family to come down and not only learn a lot about concealed carry, but also have a good time, good, clean family fun. And I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, Kevin, but we're actually going to have, of all things, at a concealed carry expo.
I know where you're going.
A fashion show.
A concealed carry fashion show. And I was amazed at how difficult it is to actually put on a fashion show. I didn't realize how much work it was going to be.
I have a funny feeling I'm going to learn a little bit about that, too. I understand I'm going to be emceeing the fashion show.
We've been pulling things together. We have 5 or 6 sponsors on board now and organizing models and having hanging clothes in the back room and getting people to change and making sure that we're talking about the right holster and the right gun and the right pair of pants. And
that's brilliant. It's a fantastic idea. Name me anybody else in the country that's having a concealed carry fashion show. I have to point this out. This is part of what attracted me to the USCCA, to the magazine years ago, was – but there's people out there that think like I do. There are people out there that need this type of information.
Right.
And where else do they get it? Sure, they're going to see holster. They're going to see holster ads everywhere else, but they're not going to find out how to wear it, the proper way to wear it. They're not going to learn and experience firsthand like they do at the USCCA, and read articles about that type of holster, what gun it works with, what gun it doesn't work with. And, you know, it's the funniest thing. Over all these years, one of the biggest compliments I get from the magazine to this day is the fact the magazine goes page 1 to 2 to 3 to 4 to 5. And when you start a column, it doesn't flip to page 58 when you have to complete that.
I hate making jumps. People should not have to be chasing around that magazine to find out what they want to read. It should just go sequentially and be done with it.
So. And it does. And that way, I got to tell you, it was a brilliant move. Do you ever hear that anymore?
I hear it a lot. It's one of those things. It's not that difficult to pull off, is it, Kevin?
But
it seems like every traditional standard publication that you read, they all do that.
Right. And what I'm referring to, if you're not following the conversation, is you might want to start a column. Say, for example, my column, One to the Head.
Yeah.
And you get to the bottom of the page, you're enjoying it. It says continued on page 76. Yeah. Well, in Concealed Carry Magazine, it's continued on the next page.
That's right.
Each individual article flows sequentially through the page, and it's easy to read the magazine. So you can go cover to cover on the thing and not have to flip back and forth all the time.
Yeah, and we've made it a point to make the table of contents really easily readable so people can just track it down, columns, departments, features, and away they go.
Well, now we're talking about the magazine again. It is the flagship publication. What can people find in this issue upcoming? We've got a new one about ready to come out soon.
A new one's going to roll out. We're doing some legal matters. That's what we're talking about is what happens after you fire a shot. We brought Alan Corwin in as a brand new columnist.
The Alan Corwin. You know, he's the only guy that comes onto this show and has a segment named after him. No offense to anybody at this table. But the Alan Corwin experience is really, truly an experience. He's a brilliant man. He's a brilliant writer. And I'm looking forward to seeing his first column. He and I were discussing it in Arizona.
Yeah, his new column is After the Shot. And Kevin Jameson, our legal affairs expert, writes a regular column. It doesn't have to make sense. It's just the law. And Kevin's been getting so famous about this, he was recently featured in the Kansas City Star.
Oh, okay. I just saw the article.
He's the gun lawyer now, and all the anti-gun folks in Kansas City are just praying for his demise. So
That won't happen. He's the best friend we have. But these are the type of people that you read in Concealed Carry Magazine. Yeah. That you don't get. It is truly a resource, and it describes in great detail the things you need to know as a gun owner. There actually are people out there who think like you do, who have the same questions you do, and you can find answers to your questions by simply going to USCCA.com or calling people like Rob or people like Becky here, and we'll be talking to them later in the hour. The new magazine on the cover. What's the gun, this one?
Oh, that's a Beretta Model 92. It's actually my old, beat-up, restored police trade-in Beretta over the U.S. flag. It just looks beautiful. I cannot, Tim mentioned that he said the things that I did with the magazine, and it's an entire media team development when we put together the magazine. We have great designers, great photographers. I have a stable of 72 writers growing every single day. Everybody wants to write for Concealed Carry Magazine now. And it's some of the best
writers in the country.
It's a great position to be in where we can pick and choose. We might use 12 in any given issue, but we can choose from 72 of the best right now.
Yeah, that's nice to have. Well, I'll tell you what, Kevin, thanks. You're going to stick around for us. You're going to be here for the remainder of the show. I know, Tim, you're going to have to cut out, but I'm going to turn it back over to you for the remaining minute and a half. We've got 2 minutes left, and you're going to look down at your, you're looking down at your watch right now. Don't do that to me. I've got to do it to you because I want to thank you for everything that you've done. I get emails from people all the time. I attend the NRA conventions. I attend the SHOT Show, which we're getting ready to do next week, in fact, a week from today. Most of us will be converging on Las Vegas for that show. And people come up to me all over the country. I've had people walk up to me in airports. I've had TSA guys checking my luggage at airports say to me, love the work, love the magazine. It's fascinating. And I actually had that guy, a TSA guy, checking my bag. I said, how'd you know I read for the mag? I had a USCCA shirt on.
Oh,
and he saw the emblem on the shirt, and I didn't even realize that. But people from all walks of life, literally, lawyers, Indians, Indian chiefs, doctors, and judges, man, they're all part of the USCCA. Mm. So thank you for creating, and it's got to feel good.
Oh, Mark, yeah. Well, I certainly appreciate the kind words, and you're right. You know, I mean, the USCCA has become something a lot bigger than I really ever thought it would. You know, the fact of the matter is, though, is that, you know, I believe that there are lots of people out there that do feel the same way that we do, that are willing to take that responsibility and be that ultimate protector and defender of their loved ones, because they're not going to be willing to wait for 911.
They shouldn't have to wait for 911.
And if I can be in a situation where I can help those people and connect them with the information, the training that they need, then I'm living a dream.
You did it, brother. USCCA.com. Tim Schmidt, founder and president, CEO of the organization. Kevin, you're going to stick around as well. Remember, I tell you this every week. I'm not going to stop now, particularly when I'm in West Bend, Wisconsin at the corporate headquarters. Carry on, carry off, and carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Don't be that silly unarmed caveman. Armed American Radio continues right after this.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now, baby.
Hi everyone, I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.com. NRAHQ.org.
Way too often we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to defendfamilynow.com right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit defendfamilynow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's defendfamilynow.com.